This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you've been tracking the political news, you know that Donna Brazile, former head of the DNC, has published written a book that explains the DNC rigged the election against Bernie Sanders, that Hillary Clinton had taken over the DNC, that it was a corrupt organization with Debbie Wasserman Schultz running the corruption for Hillary Clinton, that they had taken over the party, and it was just deeply corrupt and dishonest. And now Elizabeth Warren has come out and confirmed that also in a TV news interview, confirming that, yes, the DNC was rigged. The election, at least on the Democrat side, was stolen. So isn't this interesting that it's Democrats all along who have been falsely claiming that somehow Donald Trump stole the election by working with the Russians, although there's not a shred of evidence that would even support any kind of Russia collusion with Donald Trump. It's absurd. And yet the actual collusion did take place and has now been admitted on the left. And what else is interesting about this is that I've been reporting on this for over a year. I told you about this even before the election last year. I told you that Hillary was rigging this thing with the superdelegates and control of all the money inside the DNC, and that the DNC was incredibly corrupt. And that's why, by the way, I publicly predicted a Hillary Clinton loss, even though the entire mainstream media said that she had, what was it, a 98% chance of winning? Well, here I am at Natural News publicly predicting a Trump victory. And it, of course, I was proven correct yet again. And to me, it wasn't even that much of a surprise because I knew that the polls were faked. I knew the news was faked. I also knew, and this is relevant to this finding today, I knew that the Democrats effectively shot themselves in their own feet, because if they had allowed Bernie Sanders to have an honest shake, you know, at the Democrat primary, he would have won it. And Bernie Sanders, I still believe to this day, Bernie Sanders would have won the election if it was Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. You see, the reason I anticipated a Trump victory was because I knew it was Trump versus Hillary Clinton. And even though, of course, I promoted Trump as the far better choice in that case, I'm also a realist in understanding that if Bernie Sanders had been the candidate, he would have won. And so the Democrats really killed themselves in terms of their political chances by conspiring against the candidate that would have beaten Donald Trump. And that's why the Democrats are getting exactly what they deserve, which is being exposed for their corruption, their collusion, their deep state activities. This is why they lost the election, and now they've lost the Supreme Court as a result. We've got Neil Gorsuch in there, a very conservative Supreme Court justice, and probably one or two more coming in the next couple of years as well. So the Democrats, because of their collusion and because of their conspiracy against their own Bernie Sanders, they are now eating crow and they are losing big time. And they also lost, of course, the Senate. Republicans control the Senate and the House, as well as the White House and arguably the Supreme Court. And that's, again, because people came out to vote against Hillary Clinton. You got to understand, a lot of the Senate races were won by Republicans because people came out to vote against Hillary Clinton. They came out to vote for Trump, and while they were there, they went ahead and voted for the Republican Senate candidate. So the fact that Hillary Clinton tried to steal the election, and that has now been confirmed and exposed by the former head of the DNC, Donna Brazile, that fact is what caused the Democrats to not just lose the White House, but to also lose the Senate and to lose seats in the House and to lose the Supreme Court at the same time. And again, this is exactly what the Democrats deserve because they are criminals. They are corrupt. The criminality of Hillary Clinton and her entire operation is just off the charts. Obama, Clinton, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, even Bill Clinton, these people are so corrupt. They are such mafia boss criminals that it is my sincere hope that every one of them ends up in prison. Although that will probably not happen as a practical matter. I'm not offering a silly prediction that they're all going to end up behind bars. I doubt that will happen, but it should happen if this were a just country because they've all engaged in heinous crimes against this country, including treason, by the way, which I've covered in other podcasts. So here we go. The more the Democrats try to rip off democracy and steal elections, the more they get punished. And that's why we need to keep bringing that to them. Every time that they run for office, your job is to vote against the corruption. And also, as I've said before, vote against the media. Whatever candidate the media is supporting, vote against that candidate. It's not even a party affiliation thing. Any candidate that the mainstream media promotes is a bad candidate for a lot of reasons. You should vote against that candidate regardless of the party. If the media loves another like John McCain, even though John McCain is a Republican, he is an evil globalist who might as well have a giant D next to his name. He's basically a Democrat globalist. And so, of course, if the media supported him, you should vote against him or anyone like him. So keep all this in mind. You can read more about all of this at clinton.news as well as trump.news. Those are both websites that I publish to keep you posted on these political maneuvers and tactics and corruption being exposed. It's quite a remarkable time in which we're living. Check it all out at clinton.news and trump.news. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Listen to more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.